Baha'u'llah was the teacher and the founder of the Baha'i faith. He and his teachings are believed to be prophesied in Buddhism, Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, and other religions. Baha'u'llah was born in 1817 in Tehran, Persia, in present-day Iran. The word Baha means glory or splendor. The Baha'i faith rests on three core principles: unity of God, unity of religion, and unity of humankind. Approximately 7 million people today in many countries adhere to the Baha'i faith. Their scriptures are translated into 800 languages, and there are houses of worship in just about every corner of the world. Baha'i principles envision an ideal society. They are gender equality, elimination of all forms of prejudice, whether religious, racial, class, or national, harmony of religion and science, universal opportunity of education for all, a universal auxiliary language which all humanity can use to cooperate quickly with one another, a judicious world government, and the elimination of extremes of wealth and poverty. Many people, like the Baha'i followers, see a noble society as a real goal to be pursued in everyday life. Today we present the sage wisdom of Baha'u'llah with excerpts from the holy book, Gems of Divine Mysteries. Gems of Divine Mysteries. The essence of the divine mysteries in the journeys of ascent set forth for those who long to draw nigh unto God, the Almighty, the ever-forgiving. Blessed be the righteous that quaff from these crystal streams. He is the Exalted, the Most High. He saith, out of his mouth goeth a two-edged sword. Know thou that since the sword is an instrument that divideth and cleaveth asunder, and since there proceedeth from the mouth of the prophets and the chosen ones of God, that which separateth the believer from the infidel, and the lover from the beloved, this term hath been so employed, and apart from this dividing and separating, no other meaning is intended. Thus, when he who is the primal point and the eternal Son desireth, by the leave of God, to gather together all creation, to raise them up from the graves of their own selves, and to divide them one from another, he shall pronounce but one verse from him. And this verse will distinguish truth from error, from this day unto the day of resurrection.
What sword is sharper than this heavenly sword? What blade more trenchant than this incorruptible steel that severeth every tie, and separateth thereby the believer from the infidel, father from son, brother from sister, and lover from beloved? For whoso believeth in that which hath been revealed unto him is a true believer, and whoso turneth away is an infidel, and such an irrevocable separation occurreth between them, that they will cease to consort and associate with each other in this world. And so it is between father and son. For should the son believe and the father deny, they will be severed and forever dissociated from each other. Consider in the same light all that we have explained and related unto thee.
Wert thou to behold all things with the eye of discernment, thou wouldst indeed see that this divine sword doth cleave asunder generations. Would that ye could understand it. All this, by virtue of the word of separation that is manifested on the day of judgment and separation, were the people to take heed in the days of their Lord. Open then thine eyes, that thou mayest behold all that we have revealed to thee, and attain unto that which none other hath attained. We verily exclaim, Praise be to God, He who is the Lord of the Day of Reckoning.
Yea, inasmuch as these people have failed to acquire true knowledge from its source and wellspring, and from the ocean of fresh and soft-flowing waters that stream, by the leave of God, through hearts that are pure and stainless, they have been veiled from that which God hath intended, by those words and allusions and have remained confined within the prison of their own selves.
We render thanks unto God for that which He hath bestowed upon us of His grace. He it is who hath caused us to be assured of the truth of His faith, a faith which the combined forces of earth and heaven are powerless to resist. He it is who hath enabled us to acknowledge Him in the day of His presence, to testify unto Him whom God shall make manifest in the latter resurrection, and to be among them that have believed in Him ere His appearance, that His favor may be made complete unto us and unto all mankind.
But hear, O my brother, my plaint against them that claim to be associated with God and with the manifestations of His knowledge, and yet follow their corrupt inclinations, consume the substance of their neighbor, are given to wine, commit murder, defraud and slander each other, hurl calumnies against God, and are wont to speak falsely. The people attribute all these deeds unto us, whilst their perpetrators remain shameless before God. They cast aside that which He hath enjoined upon them, and commit that which He hath forbidden.
Yet it behooveth the people of truth that the signs of humility should shine upon their faces, that the light of sanctity should radiate from their countenances, that they should walk upon the earth as though they were in the presence of God, and distinguish themselves in their deeds from all the dwellers of the earth. Such must be their state, that their eyes should behold the evidences of His might, their tongues and hearts make mention of His name, their feet be set towards the lands of His nearness, and their hands take fast hold upon His precepts. And were they to pass through a valley of pure gold and mines of precious silver, they should regard them as wholly unworthy of their attention.
These people, however, have turned aside from all this and placed instead their affections upon that which accorded with their own corrupt inclinations. Thus do they roam in the wilderness of arrogance and pride. I bear witness at this moment that God is wholly quit of them, and likewise are we.
Quaff then, O my brother, from the living waters that we have caused to flow in the oceans of these words. Methinks the seas of grandeur are surging within them, and the gems of divine virtue are shining within and upon them. Divest then thyself of that which debarreth thee from this fathomless crimson sea, and to the cry of In the name of God and by His grace, immerse thyself therein. Let the fear of no one dismay thee. Trust in the Lord, thy God, for He is sufficient unto whosoever trusteth in Him. He verily shall protect thee, and in Him shalt thou abide in safety.
Know thou, moreover, that in this most hallowed and resplendent city thou shalt find the wayfarer to be lowly before all men, and humble before all things. For naught doth he behold, save that he perceiveth God therein. He beholdeth the effulgent glories of God in the light of His revelation that hath encompassed the Sinai of creation. In this station the wayfarer must not claim the seat of honor in any gathering, or walk before others in the desire to vaunt and exalt himself. Rather must he regard himself as standing at all times in the presence of his Lord. He must not wish for anyone that which he doth not wish for himself, nor speak that which he would not bear to hear spoken by another, nor yet desire for any soul that which he would not have desired for himself. It befitteth him rather to walk upon the earth with undeviating steps in the kingdom of his new creation.
Know, however, that the seeker, at the outset of his journey, witnesseth change and transformation, as hath already been mentioned. This is undoubtedly the truth, as hath been revealed concerning those days, on the day when the earth shall be changed into another earth. These are indeed days the like of which no mortal eye hath ever seen. Blessed is he that attaineth thereunto and realizeth their full worth. We had sent Moses with our signs, saying unto him, Bring forth thy people from darkness into light, and remind them of the days of God. And these are, in truth, the days of God, could ye but know it.
In this station all changing and varying realities are manifest before thee. Whosoever denieth this truth hath verily turned aside from the cause of God, rebelled against his rule, and gainsaid his sovereignty. For it is indeed within the power of him who changeth the earth into another earth to transform all that dwell and move thereon. Wherefore marvel not at how he turneth darkness into light, light into darkness, ignorance into knowledge, error into guidance, death into life, and life into death. It is in this station that the law of transformation taketh effect.
O my brother, in this stage, which marketh the beginning of the journey, thou shalt behold diverse stations and differing signs, even as was mentioned in connection with the city of Search. All these hold true in their respective planes. It behooveth thine eminence in this station to consider each created thing in its own place, neither abasing nor exalting its true rank.
For instance, if thou wert to reduce the unseen world to the realm of creation, this would be an act of sheer blasphemy, and the converse would likewise be the essence of impiety. But thou, however, to describe the unseen world and the realm of creation within their own stations, this would be the undoubted truth. In other words, wouldst thou to witness any transformation in the realm of the divine unity, no greater sin could be conceived in all creation. But wouldst thou to consider transformation in its own place and understand it accordingly, no harm could befall thee.
By my Lord, notwithstanding all that we have revealed unto thee of the mysteries of utterance and the degrees of exposition, methinks I have spoken not a single letter of the ocean of God's hidden knowledge and the essence of his inscrutable wisdom. God willing, this we shall ere long accomplish in its appointed time. He verily remembereth all things in their own place, and we, in truth, all yield praise unto him.
Know thou, moreover, that the bird that taketh flight in the atmosphere of the realm on high will never be able to soar unto the heaven of transcendent holiness, nor taste of the fruit which God hath brought forth therein, nor quaff from the streams which he hath caused to flow in its midst. And were it to partake but a drop thereof, it would perish forthwith, even as thou dost witness in these days with regard to those who profess allegiance unto us, and yet perform such deeds, utter such words, and advance such claims as they have. Methinks they lie as dead within their own veils.
Comprehend, in like manner, every station, sign, and allusion, that thou mayest perceive all things in their own place, and consider all matters in their proper light. For in this station, the city of divine unity, are to be found those who have entered within the ark of divine guidance and journeyed through the heights of divine unity. Thou shalt behold the lights of beauty upon their faces and the mysteries of glory in their human temples.
Thou shalt perceive the musk-laden fragrance of their words and behold the signs of his sovereignty in all their ways and doings. Nor wilt thou be veiled by the deeds of them that have failed to quaff from the crystal springs, or to attain unto the cities of holiness, and who follow their selfish desires, and spread disorder in the land, all the while believing themselves to be guided aright. It is indeed of them that it hath been said, "These are the abject and foolish, who follow every clamorous impostor, and who bend with every changing wind." The stages of this journey, station, and abode are clear and manifest to thee, and require no further explanation.
Know then that all thou hast heard and witnessed, that day star of truth, the primal point, ascribed to himself from the designations of former times, is only on account of the weakness of men and the scheme of the world of creation. Otherwise, all names and attributes revolve round his essence and circle about the threshold of his sanctuary. For he it is who traineth all names, revealeth all attributes, conferreth life upon all beings, proclaimeth the divine verses, and arrayeth the heavenly signs. Nay, shouldst thou gaze with thine inner eye, thou wouldst find that all save him fade into utter nothingness and are as a thing forgotten in his holy presence.
God was alone, there was none else besides him. He remaineth now what he hath ever been. Since it hath been established that God, hallowed and glorified be he, was alone and there was none besides him, how can the law of change and transformation apply here? Shouldst thou reflect upon that which we have disclosed unto thee, the day star of guidance which shine resplendent before thee in this everlasting morn, and thou wouldst be numbered therein with the pious?
Know, moreover, that all that we have mentioned concerning these journeys is intended for none but the elect amongst the righteous. And shouldst thou spur on the charger of the Spirit, and traverse the meads of heaven, thou wouldst complete all these journeys and discover every mystery in less than the twinkling of an eye. Earth Protective viewers, we appreciate your loving company for this episode of Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Planet Earth, our loving home, is up next after noteworthy news. In joyous gratitude, may our planet be always immersed in heaven's mercy and grace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.